we're going to need to spend money. There's no doubt as time goes on, but the money that we spend, we have to make sure that if it's an advertising campaign and we're going to spend 10 grand to bring people to Casco, we have to make sure that that's there's a good business case to do that. And at the end, we're either can measure what we're bringing into Catskill, or it is to support a specific function that we're having in Catskill. So I don't want to go into the details budget, but I think it goes back to that, just that investment. We have to make those investments.
Okay, so an investment, but also accountability for it.
Exactly. And I think, you know, and I could sit here as a politician and say, oh, you know, I don't think other politicians have done that in the past. And I think they do. I just think it gets, you get caught up in the immediate knee-jerk reaction to needing something, so you just say, okay, we'll put it in the budget and we'll buy it, when you just have to take a breath, sit down, kind of map it out, look at your options, and then choose the best path. And not everybody's going to be happy, because there's probably people out there listening that might say, we really wanted a field, and I can't believe you put batting cages in instead of a field. But
or alternately, why are you spending even $500? Let them go,
else's backyard. but it comes down to, you got to keep the community, not just the village, but Catskill and Greene County, moving forward. Now, those batting cages are going to be open to other people to use. So, you know, if you want to go there on a Saturday and there's no games going on, or during the week, those batting cages are there for you and your friend if you want to go and hit the ball around a little bit. And to me, that's, you know, that's just another small feature that we can add, that even if it helps a small population of the people, it's another asset that we have.